Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, we definitely didn't want to come back from Easter weekend and the Passover holiday to a shooting, and unfortunately we've had another shooting in Louisville, Kentucky. We're being told that it might have been a disgruntled employee, which is unfortunately a common theme we're seeing. We've had now four killed, I believe, actually five are now being reported dead, eight others wounded. We believe the gunman might have shot themselves, and currently people are being treated, eight in critical condition at a local hospital. One of the two officers was shot as they exchanged gunfire of the alleged shooter, but the gunman is dead. As we start to take a look at some of the details, we're being told that this might have been a quote-unquote disgruntled worker or an ex, somebody who had been fired that decided to come back and take revenge. And, you know, I've worked with individuals that whom I've been like, you know what, if this person ever leaves, I'd be nervous about this one. And fortunately, I live in an area where we could have concealed carry. And so wherever I'm at, I always look and go, well, if there is somebody that walks in, either somebody random or a disgruntled employee, or many doctors in my area have been shot by their patients, what happens if a patient comes into the office? What do you do? And, yeah, we know where the exits are. We know where we can hide. But for the most part, I'm just going to be relying on my weapon and protecting myself and protecting others. When I hear and I see this, I think that we're unequipped to grapple with the soaring crime rate and the mental illness we have with individuals. And when somebody gets fired or somebody feels they were, let's say, wronged or feels like they were spited, they may choose to take revenge. You know, a lot of individuals, when they get fired and get released, they're told to stay home. They will be told remotely, like we saw what happened with, that was McDonald's. They said, you know what, guys, everybody work from home because we're going to probably be firing you remotely. We're choosing to keep people away, but what about a week from now? What about a month from now? In Roanoke, when one of the staffers from the news station got fired, he weeks later gunned down a reporter and a photographer during a live interview. This was after his firing, weeks after. And so eventually employees are going to be like, how am I going to protect myself? Now, with schools, we've discussed arming them. I support having armed guards. Get those schools, you know, protected like a fortress. But what about the average post office or bank? You know, people always ask, you know, is this going postal? We don't use that term, going postal. Where that originated was, I believe, in the 80s. Somebody had been, a disgruntled employee came back to the post office at which they worked and, I think, killed 15 coworkers. I have to look up what happened, but that was a term they've been using since the 80s. We don't use that term anymore. But the meaning is somebody who you work with, either a current worker or usually an ex-worker who feels wronged, comes back and creates mayhem, chaos, and kills people in their wake. Doctors know very well, especially in my neck of the woods, that your customer, your patient can kill you. I can't tell you how many times I've heard of people in my neck of the woods who were shot, either survived or killed. Somebody I trained under, dead, because their patient wanted to kill him. So sometimes people you know are even more of a threat to you than an average random shooter. And what's the answer? Well, if you can't rely on there being a guard or bulletproof doors or windows or somebody there that could protect you, I really think we need to, you know, figure out how to protect ourselves. I think the average person is going to say, to hell with this. Every time somebody gets fired, I'm not going to work. This person could come back and shoot the place up. There was a hospital where somebody dumped somebody. It was a personal issue, and that person decides to come and gun down that doctor and kill other people in the parking lot. I mean, we are living in a society where we have very, very unstable, crazy people. And as much as I want to, you know, see no weapon in the hands of anybody with mental illness, in the meantime, I mean, we got to protect ourselves. And I don't think it's even practical to make sure that every single person, you know, doesn't have access to a car or knife or machete or weapon to hurt somebody else. And we really kind of have this lackadaisical attitude of people fighting. You know, when we do shelter-in-place training, they tell you where to run, and then the smallest amount of training is sometimes you just have to fight. That's the most exciting part of the shelter-in-place training, but it's the tiniest paragraph of it all. So how do we fight? What if you aren't allowed to carry a weapon? What can you use? Any Krav Maga techniques, anybody? I am dying to know what we can do. If you're on campus and you can't have a weapon, what happens if somebody decides to go after? I lecture on campus. What happens if I see a shooter and you're not allowed to bring a weapon on campus? What can I use? Okay, I mean, John Wick, he had access to guns. So I can't John Wick on somebody who's an active shooter if I can't have a weapon. Teach us then. I mean, I think we are grossly unprepared. Other countries where everybody has to serve in the military, they get good training. They get adequate training, at least on how to do self-defense. But most of us are sitting ducks because we're relying on somebody else to protect us. And thank God the response time of these police were great, but people want more. They want to protect themselves. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Chimeric antigen T-cell therapy, or CAR T-cell therapy, is a unique, personalized approach that harnesses a patient's own T-cells and genetically engineers them to recognize and attack cancer. Among patients with large B-cell lymphoma, or LBCL, it's making a difference in this difficult-to-treat blood cancer. Dr. Manali Kamdar is an associate professor of medicine and clinical director of lymphoma services at the University of Colorado Hospital.
The safety profile and effectiveness seen with CAR T-cell therapy reinforces use among appropriate large B-cell lymphoma patients. Advances in treatment have created a shift in the nearly 30-year standard practice, increasing the potential of long-term remission for more patients.
Patients treated with CAR T-cell therapy may experience serious side effects, including cytokine release syndrome and neurotoxicity, which can happen in the first few days to several weeks after infusion. Talk to a doctor to see if CAR T-cell therapy is right for you. For more information, visit bms.com/celltherapyinfo. Sponsored by Bristol Myers Squibb.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there's some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, as a physician, it is my duty to make sure your records are private. I cannot allow somebody to hack into a network. If I do, I'm responsible. So going electronic made doctors very nervous because they were, well, if somebody hacks, I don't want to go electronic. I feel like I could trust my paper charts better, but we got to go electronic. I got to make sure nobody goes into those records and breaches somebody's privacy. And I've never really trusted computers. I've also never trusted the average hacker. Somebody who wants to get in is going to get in. And then just human nature. People like to leak things. We saw the leak with the Trump indictment. We saw the leak with the Roe v. Wade. And you don't really hear a lot of people say, well, that needs to be investigated and somebody's You know, I hate that term, you know, head needs to roll, but somebody needs to take responsibility. How did something like that happen? And it just seems like, well, you know what, if it's on one side and it's on our side, you know what, that person's a martyr. Well, over the weekend, we were informed that a major intelligence breach possibly happened, and that there was information that was edited. It wasn't just like an accidental dump of U.S. intelligence material that was leaked onto Discord anonymously. And this has been going on for 3 months. They said the documents, all photographs of printouts, pertain to a host of sensitive American national security matters, including the ongoing U.S.-led coalition campaign to defeat the Islamic State group, the disposition of U.S. allies in the Middle East and Europe with respect to Russia, U.K.'s military plans for countering China in the Pacific. What the heck? So, Yahoo News reported that Discord was used to leak a number of Pentagon documents relating to Russia's war against Ukraine, including estimated losses on both sides. This is being reported by the New York Times. The U.S. Defense Department confirmed over the weekend that the material was genuine, but did claim it had been selectively edited before it was being released. And the Washington Post reported that many of the documents appear to have been prepared over the winter for General Mark A. Milley, chairman for the Joint Chief of Staff, and other military officials. So that the preparation wasn't so much, okay, we're going to, this is the preparation for the leak. This was a documents prepared for somebody else, and somebody decided to callously and maliciously send them out. They said multiple documents in the latest batch are marked top secret, which is a high category classification. Others are marked FVEY, FVE, meaning they are only to be shared with the UK, Canada, New Zealand, and Australia. Which to get, oh, Five Eyes. Ah, Five Eyes. FVEY. Which together with the United States constitute the Five Eyes Intelligence Sharing Alliance. Yahoo News has seen 60 other documents, cannot verify their authenticity. There is a possibility that some could be forgeries or manipulated versions of the original. But Ukraine now is scrambling. They have been forced to alter their counterattack plans because of our intelligence leak. Okay, that's a cluster and a half. Why are we holding... why should Ukraine tell us at this point? Ukraine then shouldn't give us their plans. I know they need our military help, but if we are that backwards in terms of not being able to, you know, keep somebody's military plans private, they might not want to share anything with us. This doesn't really look strong. We really look weak, and I'm sure other countries are pretty ticked off. So we're being told that Ukraine is at the force... has been forced to alter their plans for a spring counteroffensive after a leak of classified U.S. intelligence documents were revealed. The documents included details ranging from the war in Ukraine to China, Middle East, Africa. And so a source close to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, CNN has cited the source saying that Ukraine is now going to change their military plans on this counteroffensive because of the information in the leaks. Russian forces are continuing to press attacks in Ukraine's eastern Donetsk region, focusing on two cities, still pounding them. But the commander of Ukraine's ground forces said the Russians were destroying buildings and besieged Bakhmut in what he called scorched earth tactics. Is it because they knew, or they have some sort of advantage? Unfortunately, a missile strike killed a father and his 11-year-old daughter in the area. And so this is a concern I have because, I mean, doctors, if a doctor had a misstep with a patient's privacy, they could lose their license. Is anybody going to lose their job? Is anybody going to lose their security clearance? You know, it's interesting. Classified documents where they're not supposed to be, you lose your security clearance. Now, I know there's a debate on how classified Trump's documents were or Biden's documents were, but, I mean, if you actively have security clearance and you have stuff in your garage that you shouldn't, that's even labeled top secret, you usually lose your security clearance. I couldn't even go to jail. And so I'm not sure what's going to happen with this. There's security clearance in the Supreme Court. Whoever leaked the Roe v. Wade draft, that's dangerous. You know, we like to think as Americans that those who are behind the wheel of a plane, operating room, running the government, is going to be free of bias. And they're going to do the job. They're going to do the job with the highest of ethics. And that's the way it's going to be. That's the way it's going to be. Just like with journalism. These older movies where you see some of the journalists working there, printing the paper, looks and sees the headline. And they go, all right. And they, continue printing. They continue printing because that's their job. That's what they're supposed to do. You don't want to think that someone's going to manipulate a headline or manipulate an article or manipulate a brief. But we do have individuals that have other priorities than doing their job. And that makes me nervous. That makes me extremely nervous. Now, I get they're spies, and that's what they do. Spies pretend to be there for the job and then do something ominous. But it seems to me that we have people in America that are doing leaking. I'm not saying this leak particularly was American, but I wouldn't be surprised if it was. So what the hell is going on? What sort of vetting do we need to do? To get clearance, security clearance, you go through a rigorous, extremely rigorous process that isn't just a one and done. You are continually lie detector tested, continually reevaluated, all your moves, all your trips. I am sure they look at your searches and communications. And so then how does this happen? And it's very frustrating and scary to me. Because now everything is very, computer-oriented. I mean, in the olden days, a spy had to be in the war room looking, getting the information, and then going and finding a contact and telling them in person. Now, we could do snapshots of the documents and throw it online. We really have ourselves... you could be one step ahead and say, what we're going to do is we're going to have dummy documents. Let people think that it's not, it's a real document. This is the opposite of what we're doing. Let them leak it, and then we just go and do. But we almost have to now have that sort of thinking. If we have leaks in almost all areas of the government, then you just can't trust your material. But when other countries can't trust America, I mean, we need other countries to confide in us. It's pretty cool that other countries confide in us, and we could be a united front. But if I was Ukraine right now, I'd be like, you know what? No, thank you. That doesn't happen. Why? What was the intent? Is this somebody who wants Russia to win? I don't know. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
USA News update. At least 4 dead, 8 wounded, 2 critical. That's the situation in Louisville, Kentucky, after someone walked into a bank and started shooting. Police say the shooter is dead. They don't know if he took his own life or was killed by police. The Nashville City Council is holding a meeting this afternoon to possibly reinstate expelled State House member Justin Jones. In Shelby County, near Memphis, the Board of Commissioners is set to vote on Wednesday whether to reinstate Justin Pearson. Bit of a surprise from President Biden today when appearing on the Today Show during the annual Easter egg roll.
Well, I plan on running now, but we're not prepared to announce it yet.
The president with NBC's Al Roker saying the words he will run for re-election. Students at Rutgers University in New Jersey are being told to go to their classes and complete their assignments, even though there may be no teacher there. Professors at Rutgers are on strike over wages. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So, I don't know how many of you guys have lost a family member that you wish you could talk to and get advice from. Well, apparently, where our technology is going, if they believe that you will be able to talk to your family member in AI form after they die and still be able to get their advice. I mean, my father used to give some fantastic advice. I'd love to be able to talk to him, but he's gone. And I don't have a lot of data in order to put into an AI software. But computer experts say we're there. And start recording your loved ones so you could upload this, as AI will be able to develop even their consciousness or their conscious and have a digital example of your loved one. Now, I know some of you guys are thinking, well, you know, I try to avoid my family members. Right? They give me guilt trips, and they, some people feel like they've been haunted by their family members or in-laws or, but that blows my mind. And it, but it makes a lot of sense that you could take the technology of a current loved one, upload it, and with the way AI is going, and deep fake and all the other stuff, be able to make a sort of chat bot or whatever AI is going to be, where you just go, okay, I want to talk to my dad. And then I go and they go, hi, Dad. And Dahlia, how are you today? I mean, he wouldn't be talking like that. He'd be like, why are you doing? You're completely stupid. What did you do today? Oh, that makes no sense. But, and then I would be able to talk to him even though he's been dead. Is that something we want? I mean, I would rather, now I get it. You know, you miss somebody, you would love to have them around. We have a cat that has left us, Spider Tushy. And I, you know, really wish Spider was around because I'd like to give her, you know, get some advice for the other cats. Because usually she just sits there and goes, girl, please. And I, you know, so it would be nice to be able to do that with your animals. I just would freak out a little bit if it was a human. Because, you know, because let's say, this is, okay, let's say I went up to a family member and said, look, I want you to record yourself so that I have you later in history. Well, that person, like me, would only record the good stuff. I mean, would I sit there? Well, I would probably yell in it, you know, just for my kids, right? So I'd look more real. But the average person would be like, oh, so the sky is blue, and I love you, and you are the best thing that ever happened to me. That's not the way your family member talks to you. You need to do this. Did you do this? I told you so. Yeah, I told you so. Yeah. that would be real. So my fear is the fakeness of I go on and it's like, hi, how are, I'm like, okay, this is totally fake. So if I did this, if my kids are like, all right, Mom, I'm going to record you. And I'm going to record you so that when we upload it onto AI, we have as much realism. You know, I would probably be, you know, oh my gosh, what the hell are you doing? First of all, this is stupid. You really want me to haunt you later when I leave this earth, God forbid? All right, fine, I'll haunt you. But if I am going to haunt you, this is what I'm going to haunt you on. I bet your toilet seat has not been cleaned in the last 6 months. So I would probably do something like that. Maybe they would like it and find it endearing, or maybe they would shut it off as quickly as possible. So where this is coming from is Dr. Pratik Desai, who has founded multiple Silicon Valley AI startups, said if people have enough video and voice recordings of their loved ones, there is a 100% chance of relatives living with you forever. Desai has created his own ChatGPT-like system, and he wrote on Twitter, this should be possible by the end of the year. Many scientists think that these rapid advancements will usher in a new golden era of technology, but a lot of, you know, leaders like Elon Musk are like, maybe we need to slow down. Now, is it that these leaders want us to slow down because they're scared, or is it because they need to catch up? They're like, wait a second. I've been spending all this time on electric vehicles. I should have been spending more time on AI. So let's kind of do a pause, and then let me catch up. So I'm not exactly sure what that's all about. Bill Gates believes AI will improve our lives. And AI improving our lives, I think AI is going to displace us from jobs left and right. I had predicted this a while back. And now I think they're already saying that these AI systems are doing better than doctors. They're picking up the cancer earlier. They're picking up the diagnosis earlier because they could do it in 0.00023 seconds. So I'm a little nervous about that. But, you know, being a scientist myself, it's really hard to stop progress. You know, once you know how to do something, if somebody said, look, you can upload your family members' recordings, and then we will be able to make a person digitally, that's very hard to ignore and blow off. You're going to want to do it. The scientists in us are going to want to experiment and see if it could be done. The problem is the more we realize what we could do, the more we have to question, should it have ever been designed, and how do we not do it or undo it? And I'm very nervous. Somebody can recreate Hitler. There's enough video. There's enough data. Somebody could, and that's frightening as hell. Especially if AI will have the power to supersede many human functions. We think, no, humans will be able to turn off the button. They've already had an AI outsmart a human for the CAPTCHA, you know, to prove you're not a robot. They were already able to overcome that and be the quote-unquote human. That's frightening. So, you know, I get we're doing things we never used to do. If you have a pet that dies, you can now have them pulverized and put into jewelry. You can have, I mean, there's, you know, people are having 3D images of their dead, you know, animals, pets in the house. And, you know, there's so many things people are doing now. And a digital representation of your cat that's in a corner of the room licking themselves, it's something people want. Well, as people demand it, the technology is going to continue to grow. And we might just have to stop and go, is this something we really, really want? Now, do we really, really want a relative that is fake and digitalized? You know, don't you need to let them go? My fear is people are going to be marketed and convinced and manipulated into wanting something. We will move forward into doing that. Just like we're going to be talking about how apparently at Tesla, we're going to be speaking about this in the next segment. Apparently Tesla has this technology where they can videotape you or take pictures of you. And the workers were making fun of each other. The workers were making fun of our pictures. Now, I don't have a Tesla. But we have been asking for such technology that you don't realize that somebody could be seeing you pick your nose or have sex in your car. You know, be careful what you wish for and realize, and I know everybody just thinks we're just going A to B, but I've been taught, you know, based on history, you need to think about Z because Z eventually happens. A leads to B, B leads to C leads to D, and so on. And if you don't anticipate what could happen with Z, you really have no flipping business going from A to B. And we just don't think like that. It's all about instant gratification. We'll worry about the problem later. Now, like, yeah, don't worry. Just get everybody onto electric vehicles and we'll worry about the electricity issue later. We'll always solve it. It'll always work out. We might need to just kind of think about what's happening in the XYZs. Because some crazy stuff could happen. 1-877-DOT-SALLY.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here.
We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Thank you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So how many of you guys have a Tesla? If you do, that's pretty, pretty cool. Right? I don't. I can't afford it yet. Some of my friends have Teslas. And I've been very, very curious about the technology. It sounds cool. The idea of electric car or self-driving or having these additional safety features in case you can't turn your neck fast enough. And so I believe there will be additional safety mechanisms and enhancements to driving that cars such as Tesla can provide. And I have been supportive of that sort of progress in technology. What I don't like is when some of these things are taking pictures of you. and videos of you. There was a video game where, I forget, it wasn't a Wii. Maybe it was a Wii. But there was some sort of game where me and my son were playing, and then it would show you at the end of your game your pose. And you could watch the video, and I'm like, was it recording me working out to this? Oh, hell no. And I don't like being recorded when I'm not, you know, I love to get food out of my face and things like that. So, and your car, you know, your car is, I've told you guys many times, if you are holding stuff in, your burps, your farts all day long at work, you're going to have tummy problems. So excuse yourself, get yourself to the car, do your business there, if you don't want to do it in a bathroom, and then go back inside. Spell what you need to. Pick your nose, do whatever you need to in the privacy of your car. And some of you guys weren't keen on that. You're like, no, I'm going to wait till I get home. Why? Well, I didn't realize you had cameras in your car. Now we're being told that workers, allegedly, are making fun of us and looking at those pictures. Now, I have Corvette. I don't have I've used Corvette. So no cameras, luckily. But, I mean, honestly, I already on camera was already kind of like picking my teeth and things like that. If I got a boogie, I'll just tell you guys, clean out the boogies. Many individuals don't want that. They definitely don't want to be made fun of. Now Tesla is facing a possible class action lawsuit over this. Apparently images were taken by customers' car cameras between 2019 and 2022. And a lawsuit has been filed when Reuters reported that Tesla employees would privately share on their company's messaging systems some of these videos and images. Henry Yeh, a San Francisco resident who owns a Tesla Model Y, alleges in the suit that Tesla employees violated customers' privacy by accessing and sharing the images and videos for their tasteless and tortuous entertainment, which resulted in the humiliation of those surreptitiously recorded. The lawsuit says Tesla's conduct is particularly egregious and highly offensive. So Yeh followed the lawsuit in the U.S. District Court for the Northern District Court of California, and the prospective class would include people who owned or leased a Tesla in the last 4 years. Now, one ex-Tesla employee told Reuters, apparently there were multiple former employees. One ex-Tesla employee told the outlet that a video of a naked man approaching a vehicle was shared. Another said a video was shared of a Tesla driving at a high speed in a residential neighborhood before hitting a child riding a bike. A former employee said Tesla employees were able to see the customers doing laundry and really intimate things. They said, we could see their kids. Other images were pictures of dogs and funny road signs that were turned into memes. Some of the videos were only shared between a couple employees in direct messages. Others were out there for everybody. Seven former employees, according to Fox Business, told Reuters that the computer program they used at work could show location data from recordings and potentially reveal where the Tesla owner lived. Now, Tesla's online customer privacy notice states that camera recordings remain anonymous and are not linked to you or your vehicle. And they say another former employee said some of the recordings seem to have been made when the cars were parked and turned off. So let's say you don't have a curtain. You're like, well, no big deal, because my car is parked in front of my window. So it's going to be hard for somebody to see around the car, see in the window. If that car camera is recording you, they're seeing right into your room, right into your bedroom, right into it. That's some really frightening stuff. Actually, not frightening for me, but anybody who watched, right, me, I would fear for their frightening, because that's got to be tough to watch. So they say several years ago, Tesla could receive videos from cars even when the vehicles were turned off if owners consented. This was a practice the company has since halted. So when you look at where the cameras are, many of the cameras, and this might even be beyond Tesla, it could be some of these other vehicles, but Tesla, some of the Tesla models have 8 to 9 cameras. One may have it in the rearview mirror, looking at you. And so if there's a camera, you have to assume there's a recorded image or a recorded video. Now, I get there's satellite, you know, we're being watched all the time. You walk into a Walmart, I tell everybody, don't be trying to straighten out your underwear that's, you know, bunching up because you're probably on camera. So I get there's cameras everywhere. You're out of school, there's cameras. You're at a grocery store, there's cameras everywhere. But not with the, you know, you're in your car. That's your, some people live in their cars. They sleep in their cars. Your car is your residence. For sometimes a couple hours a day if you're in traffic in LA like I used to be. So this is where you're singing. I mean, I you guys all hear my singing, but what if somebody is singing to Taylor Swift and doesn't want anybody to hear that? Well, a big issue we have is people singing rap songs and using the words in the rap songs that they're not supposed to. So if you are fearful that you've been singing a song, and there's a lot of good rap music, and you're just singing along with the lyrics, and somebody captures that video of you singing a lyric that's not politically correct, you could lose your job. You could lose your whole career. And you're just in your car singing to a song. Music you bought. That's sold to the public. It's frightening. But we asked for this. Yeah, I spoke to my husband. I go, you know, we should slowly start looking at an electric vehicle. You know, I just don't want it to be our only vehicle. I want to make sure we're hedged. We have a fuel car. Hopefully mine will keep mine. You know, I have a truck. Maybe we'll get an electric vehicle, whatever. My husband's like, I want to wait till they're more self-driving. I want to wait till I could do, like, Total Recall, where I could just go in there and say, take me to work, and I get to take a nap. I'm like, okay, well, that's a little, you know, Total Recall was in the 90s. I really don't think we're going to be there that quickly. I think we're going to probably need to eventually get an electric car sooner than that, but I get it. But to have that technology, that's what people want. People want to just get in their car and tell the car, take me to the mall. Take me to L.A. Take me to Santa Monica Pier. And you just sit there and watch a movie. You don't have to worry about traffic. Well, in order for that technology to happen, there's got to be cameras. There's got to be sensors. So people are asking for this. And now they're like, well, wait a second, you're spying on us? Now they say you should be able to turn off every camera yourself. But if you don't know where all the cameras are and how to do that, that could be a problem. 1-877-DOT-BELLY.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural,
You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.